Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I was gone for 4 days. You would have thought that the world ended around here with all the stuff that was going on. And watching CeeLo and Al get in a fight, watching Charles Barkley go after Aaron Rodgers the way Aaron Rodgers went after Jimmy Kimmel, watching you and Gio go back and forth screaming and yelling about different things around here. I mean, it was almost hell breaking loose.
I didn't yell and scream about anything.
Well,
Gio and Ryan Clark and
Tiki
Barber.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah. I mean, everybody's going after each other these days.
Mm.
I mean, it's amazing, actually. And by the way, let me be the first. Happy 50th birthday.
Oh, thank you.
You are 50 today, my man.
I am. This is what they tell me. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Dick.
Thank you. There you go. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate it. Yes.
No, yeah. So last week, man, I'll tell you, between the Gerrit Cole stuff, the DJ LeMahieu stuff, what the Knicks are doing right now, how the Rangers are playing, the good news about Ryan Lindgren, all the stuff that happened in the media last week, I was glad I was on vacation.
There's a lot going on last week. You know, I'm out, and so I'll give you a little, I was going to do this at 7:45 because you brought it up. What the hell? So I'm out in Minneapolis last week where Maryland did beat Rutgers at the Big Ten tournament. And so I was doing the show from WCCO, and I guess it was, Eddie, was it the first day I went to the radio station where Al and CeeLo were going at it, or was it day two? You remember, it was day one, right? Whatever, doesn't matter.
Day one.
So I get to the radio station. They couldn't have been better. Great host. Put me up in a nice little studio. Great connection.
Free
so
snacks.
I get there.
Did they have free snacks?
No, but they did have free coffee with Snickers creamers.
Oh, they did?
Which was interesting. Okay. But whatever. So I get there at about 5. It was 4:15 local time, 5:15 out here. And I plug in the headset, and I just hear Al yelling at Chris, and Chris yelling back at Al. And then the next thing I know, Chris is walking out of the studio. CeeLo's walking out of the studio. I'm like, what the hell is going on? They go to break. I get myself settled. Al's by himself taking phone calls, and Gio's calling me saying, are you listening to this?
So I'm disagreeing.
Okay.
Would you like me to just agree with everything you say? Do you find
no.
that to be compelling radio? So I disagree.
God, you never stop talking.
All right, I'll tell you what, Al. I'll turn the mic off, and you can do the rest of the warm-up show yourself, okay?
Yeah.
I have other things I can do. I can go
then
get
go
audio.
Freaking
right.
do them.
Very good. See you later.
All right.
Go freaking do them. I had a buddy of mine. So that morning, I wake up. I have a buddy of mine who sends me, I don't know, a very long email mm-hmm. about this exchange, saying that, you know, WFAN is turning into The View, and that these guys are fighting, and CO left the studio, and I'm like, man, I'm on vacation. I don't give a rat's ass what they do.
Just be okay when we get back.
Yeah,
no
just
one cares.
Everybody be solid when we get back here. So you and CLO are okay? You buried a hatchet?
Oh, yeah, we're all good. Yep.
Sure.
Yeah, we got fired up about our topics.
Do you remember what was that fight about?
Aaron Rodgers.
It was about Aaron Rodgers and how everyone was just kind of running with the story as if it were fact about his conspiracy about Sandy Hooks. And I was like, we have no proof of any of this.
Right, except for the woman who wrote the article who says that he said to her the things that he said.
A long time ago.
Right, 2012 or 13 at the Kentucky Derby or something. So there could have been cocktails involved. Who knows?
He could have just been needling her.
Right. And then that led to Gail King and then Charles Barkley piling on, right?
Correct.
Basically, they did to Aaron Rodgers essentially what Aaron Rodgers did to Jimmy Kimmel.
With the suggesting of the...
Of Epstein Island, that Jimmy Kimmel was on Epstein Island.
Yep, absolutely.
And if you remember that morning, I was crazed. I was like, you know, look, I'm not all about the politics and all that other crap. I was just like, if I'm Jimmy Kimmel, I'm pissed.
Mm-hmm. 100, even though he didn't say it, he suggested it.
100% he suggested it.
But this was the classic, he said, she said, we read a headline and we just run with something as if it's fact, and it wasn't. And it was a complete waste of time for a couple of days.
It's fact in the minds of Pamela Brown. She was the writer, or the CBS CNN correspondent who wrote it.
In her mind, yes.
Yeah,
but so he's saying he didn't say that. She's saying he did.
Right. She felt comfortable going with it, and they supposedly have a second person that they do not want to identify. I don't know. But this is what happens when you get mired in politics.
It's all about the he said, she said.
There you go.
Yeah, pretty
much. When you get involved in politics, this is what happens.
So it got very heated that morning.
Oh, my God.
That's what I woke up to. And then they were all good. I would say by 6:25, they were fine.
Who apologized?
Nobody.
There was no apology?
No.
No
one apologized, right? There was no need.
No, I think this is what we do for a living. We yell at each other, and then we go our separate ways.
Yeah, but why? If you're yelling at each other, it's one thing. But if you're yelling at each other, one of you gets up and leaves.
We've never apologized either, have we?
No.
I mean, he got up and left.
He did. He came back.
Did he come back in the segment that you were doing it?
The following segment.
He did.
I think everyone enjoyed it when I went to the first call and she referenced Evan Rogers. And I was like, oh boy,
okay. It was perfect.
And then someone wanted to know Al's final four.
Final four pick. That was the next call.
I was screaming. I put them right through.
I know I badmouth the callers when you're sitting there by yourself.
Yes.
Give me some callers.
That's exactly right. I understand.
Yeah. So you missed that last week. That was interesting. Then you had the Ryan Clark going after Tiki Barber because you had, and that started with the whole Tiki Saquon Barkley, Tiki tongue in cheek. You're dead to me. Ha ha ha. Saquon Barkley taking that literally, firing back at Tiki. Then Ryan Clark out of left field yelling at Tiki. Gio defends Tiki. Is Tiki's defending Tiki? And then they've gone back and forth.
Well, Gio now knew Ryan Clark,
yes,
right?
Correct.
I mean, he knew him from his time in Pittsburgh and in the locker room.
And I believe called him a D-bag the other day on the show. And then Ryan Clark responded back to Gio, you know where I'm at. And now he's in New York or whatever. And if you want to come meet me, we can.
What are
you
going to do? Are we going to fight? Gio and Ryan Clark going to fight now?
I have no idea.
You guys know how to stir it up when I'm not around. That's
Gio's
good.
Waking up under palm trees today. I don't think he's really concerned about it.
I don't think he should be concerned about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.